Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
I was so excited about having everyone bring their instruments this morning that I brought mine. Would you like to see it? Yeah, I've got it over here. Now, this, I think in its day, was probably, like really, really, really expensive, probably. I think it's like a relic from a bygone era. Probably there was only one of these ever made. Because, on eBay, you look at the pictures, you're thinking, that looks brilliant. You know, sometimes when you buy something on the internet and you see a picture of it, you're like, yeah, it looks great. And when they ship it to you, it's just not exactly what you thought it was going to be. That kind of happened to me. And I thought, there's something not quite right here. But, like, it works. So that was something. And I thought, yeah, I'll bring my guitar along, even if it's a little bit small. And I was thinking about, what's everyone's favourite music? What kind of styles do you guys like? Maybe like a bit of rock? Yeah. Or maybe like a bit of blues? Or maybe I don't know if we can do this one. Maybe some classical? Yeah, kind of work. For this one, I'm not very good at this. Chad's better at this. But this side of the room, can you all say for me, boots and cats? Pretty good. Now, again. Okay, and I'll keep saying it. Boots and cats and boots and cats. And a bit quicker, boots and cats. Now put your hand like this and do this. Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats. Brilliant. Now we do want to go really quick. It's like a boots and cats and boots and cats. Right, really quick over here. And you guys over here, can you say wobba 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 as quick as you can? Ready? Everyone, all together. 3, 2, 1, go. Perfect. Dubstep. Maybe your favourite kind of music is dubstep. But whatever it is, it probably doesn't sound like this. Thank you. I've been rehearsing that for months. No, music, just when it's just notes and things, isn't great. There needs to be certain things to it to make it sound really rich and full and big and majestic or whatever it needs to sound like. There are some things like, basic things like melody, harmony, rhythm, that kind of thing. And in the same way, see what I'm doing here? In the same way, in life, there are some things that we need to be there to make life to the full. And that's what we're talking about this morning, life to the full. So, can anyone tell me, hands up, what do you think makes life full? What makes life worth living? Anyone, what do you think, Ben?
Food,
okay. It's a good one. Everyone's secretly nodding. Anyone else? Yeah?
A healthy spirit.
A healthy spirit, okay. Anyone else? Any of the bigger people over here? What makes life worth living? Or, let me make it easier so you're not put on the spot. What do some people think makes life worth living?
Money.
Money, okay. Yeah, maybe being rich and famous, some other things. Chocolate. Fair enough, yeah. Any others? Yeah. What's that?
Family.
That's a really good one. Now, I kind of thought about this and did a bit of a research online to find out what do people think that makes life worth living. I found... being loved, having someone to love, purpose, health, happiness, being rich, being famous maybe, being successful. Some people said religion. Now, all of these things, different ideas about what makes life full. And it's sort of like, it sounds like a bit of a recipe. So I thought maybe this would be a good way to talk about life to the full. So we're going to play a bit of a game this morning.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to play This Is Your Life, the Great British Bake Off Edition. So helpers, can you come and bring up my props, please? plus Clive, I hope you don't mind me just using this picture of you. You've been working out. Looking good. Or maybe you've been on the British Bake Off too long, yeah. One and two, yeah, these guys are just going to bring up our props. Now, we need some contestants. So, I would like to invite today's contestants, Mr. Andy Donaghy, ladies and gentlemen, please, a round of applause. And Miss Katie Prizeman, come up here, guys. Fantastic. Now, I think, if you guys can shuffle that forwards just a little bit so they've got some room to stand. Right to the front, there we go. Katie, help me move this one just to the front a bit. Okay, perfect. Great, now when these guys get sorted out, Andy, I think we're going to need a helper for you as well. So who could we have to be a helper? Isaac, I think you'd be very good at this, so if you want to come up here. Now, under here, we have got everything that we need. Everything bar one item that we need to make a recipe of my own design. Now, I would normally call this Dutch apple mug cake. You know, it's that kind of thing where it's a Sunday afternoon, you're watching reruns of Top Gear on Dave, and you think, I can't really be bothered to make anything, so I'll just stick something in the microwave. And so this kind of recipe came out of that. But for today's example, we're going to call this life cake. Okay, so this is the life cake recipe. Now, over here, I've written out the recipe for Andy, and I've also written out the recipe for Katie. And they can choose to follow it if they wish. So, Andy and Isaac, what are you going to do? Are you going to follow the recipe, do you think? Oh, let's see if I can use one of these. What do you reckon, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good choice, Isaac.
Okay, so these guys are going to follow the recipe. Katie, that'll be a no then.
No, I think I'll do my own.
Okay. Okay, interesting. Well, fair enough. Well, contestants, if you'd just like to get ready, and we'll see how it goes. So on your marks, 3, 2, 1, bake. Okay, it's quite a tricky one that they'll be making today, ladies and gentlemen. Over here, Andy Donaghy hasn't been baking for very long. He's 28 from Horsham in West Sussex. And he likes to bake on a Saturday afternoon where there's no one around, and he likes to put on some opera and dance about his kitchen on one leg. Katie, in the meantime, has been baking for how long, Katie?
Centuries.
Fantastic. She's been baking for centuries. And so she apparently knows what she's doing. So let's see. Okay, Katie, what are you going to start with here?
I think some sugar, just because, I've got a bit of a sweet tooth, so...
Okay, how much sugar are you going to be using?
A lot.
Okay, so like sugar coat things, fair enough. Andy, what are you guys doing over here? Or do you want me to help me there? Perfect. Now, what are you guys going to start with?
We're just going to read the recipe, I think.
Okay, so you're starting there. Looks like you're slicing up the apple into small chunks. If you guys want to get started on that, fantastic. Meanwhile, Katie, that's rather a lot of sugar.
I love my E numbers, so...
Okay, what are you going to next?
Well, I was thinking some strawberry sauce, just because you can never have too much sweet.
Okay, so you like your life cake to be particularly sweet. Okay, likes a sweet life cake. Okay, over here, guys, you doing well? Cutting that up?
Yeah, it says slice up the apple into small chunks.
So you're just following the recipe? Yeah. Okay, doing well. And you might need to help with that for not losing fingers in a public place, and also for speed's sake. Katie, what are you going for next?
Well, I was thinking of flavour concoction, so I want lots of new taste every second, something new every time you put it in your mouth.
Okay, great. So what are you putting in there now?
Just having a bit of lemon. I'm thinking some...
That says lime. Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, same thing.
Okay.
A bit of ginger.
Ginger?
Yeah, ginger.
How pronounce it where you come from?
Ginger, yeah, you know where I come from. It's so...
What's that?
This is orange extract.
Okay, it's citrusy at the moment.
Yes, just a bit of zing in there, you know. Then I was thinking some almond.
Almond essence, okay. Yes. It's quite a lot of almond essence.
You know, it's a bit of extra flavour. And possibly some more lime.
Okay, more lime. Are you writing this recipe down as you're going?
I am, yes. I've started. I'm just about to write some more.
Okay. Yeah. So have you got anything else here?
Yes.
Just going... Oh, surely not. Peppermint.
Okay. It's like read my mind.
Okay.
Right, we'll see how that goes. It's looking good. Have you Kieran Connor over here? How are we doing, Andy? Okay, we want that whole apple in there. Yeah, just don't turn that round. Perfect. It's my housemate's mug. You don't want to see what it says on the other side. I did have to add a little label on it when I first moved in that just said within marriage at the bottom, if you can picture maybe what it says. Okay, so over here, Andy's busy with the apple, looking good. What are you guys doing at the moment? Just
it says put apple in mug with 50 grams of butter. So hopefully.
Okay, you've got the butter over there. It's pre... If anyone didn't know this, on the butter packs, it says 50 gram slices, so you know exactly what you're doing there. I've even pre-sliced it for you. Katie, so Andy's putting apple in his recipe. What are you using?
Well, everybody has apples and raspberries and goodness knows what else, so I thought I'd go with some Phacylus.
Okay, is that a little unusual?
Yes, well, you know, I just want mine to stand out, to be different from the crowd.
Okay, would anyone like to try a bit of this? Anyone?
Yeah?
Okay, I'll have a bit. Oh, I'm not sure how well that's going to work, but... Okay, oh, fair enough. You guys doing okay there? That probably needs to go in the microwave pretty quick. Oh, that was disgusting. What do we got next, Katie?
Well, I was thinking some chocolate coins because it can never be too rich.
See, we did that. How many chocolate coins does it take to make this recipe?
More coins than I've got, I'm afraid.
Okay, always the way, isn't it? Always the way. Okay, good. And Andy, how are you guys doing over here? You're going to have to pick up the pace a little bit, I think. Probably need some more apple. In fact, I'm going to help you guys over here. So if I stand really close.
Ask. There we go. If I can just lend a hand. So I'm just going to slice a bit of this in there. Looking good. I feel like Ainsley Harriet. I should do it like this. Isn't Ainsley Harriet who always sprinkles like this? Oh, I nearly stabbed Andy in the head. That's that wouldn't be good on a TV cookery show. Okay. Does anyone watch The Great British Bake Off, by the way? Yeah. Excellent. There we go. A bit of apple in there. Fantastic.
Okay, Katie, what have you got next over here?
Well, I'm going to put a Haribo heart in because you can never have enough romance, eh?
Okay, okay. Steady on. We're live. Several hearts in there. Okay, interesting. Fair enough. And what have we got in here now, Andy?
Just half a tablespoon. I think that's about
that right. Says half a teaspoon. TSP is teaspoon.
Maybe I need a more detailed recipe.
Okay, well, you're following the recipe. That's good. That's good. Katie, over here, what are you putting in there?
A cherry.
Just the one?
You only get one.
Okay, so what if you need to use it some other time?
Tough, you've only got one.
Okay, oh, fair enough. So cherry's going in there. Over here, Andy, you still, yeah, doing well, following the recipe?
Microwave for 1.5, is that 1.5 minutes?
It's probably not hours. Okay. Considering the length of the service. Great, over here. Katie, what are you adding there?
Just a little bit of alcohol.
Okay, so we've got rum going in there. It's quite a lot of flavours you have in there.
Well, you know, the rum helps even it out a little bit. Covers up the extra flavour.
Okay, so sort of like if there's a little bit too, you know, if it doesn't maybe taste brilliant, you're just kind of hiding that flavour with lots of rum.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm interested to see how this... turns out. Cool, that smells. Okay, so Andy's following the recipe. Is that in the microwave now? Yeah, let's have a look. Oh, my face! Right, Katie, mixing that together. What are you adding next?
I was thinking some coffee.
Why is that?
Well, because, you know, alcohol with the cake might give you a bit of a hangover. So the coffee just evens it out a little bit.
Okay, so you can't keep eating your life cake unless you've got like the coffee to pick you up from eating the life cake. A bit of a kind of up and down in one single mouthful.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, interesting. Right. Bit of coffee. Ooh, coffee going in there. Andy, how are we doing? Isaac, how's this going?
Good.
Good. I've got some flour in there. Perfect. Great. Oh, even sifting it. It says into the mug there, but that's fine. Right, over here, Katie, that's looking... Can we just show everybody? Whoa! I think we could set that on fire. What are you adding next?
I was thinking eggs and oil because it's good to be healthy. I have about 12 eggs a day at the minute, just working on the health
okay,
side.
Okay, so kind of bulking up a bit?
Yeah, protein and all that, you know.
Okay, yeah, it's looking good on you. Yeah, enormous guns there, incredible biceps. What is your secret? 12 eggs a day, apparently. Okay, so got lots of eggs going in there. You guys, oh, the apple is coming out. How's it smelling? Pretty good. Okay, over here, Katie, what are you adding next? You've got some oil. What's going in there next?
Flour.
Flour, okay. A few teaspoons.
Yeah, well, maybe tablespoons.
Okay.
I'm not too fussed,
really. Right.
Oh, no, I've just remembered. Sarah's allergic to flour.
Okay, so what?
Take it out.
Oh.
Take it out.
Okay.
Take just a few.
So it's going well so far, then? Okay, I think we're coming towards the end of our time now, guys. So if we have to start speeding up a little bit. The recipe over here is going pretty well. You probably don't even need to sift it, to be honest. It's only going to be microwaved. So over here, how's it going? Katie, what are you putting in next?
Well, I was thinking about adding some raisins because Ben really likes raisins.
Okay, interesting. Do you like raisins?
Not really, no.
Okay, so you're trying to make your life cake just kind of so everyone else likes it, even though... Okay, interesting. Andy, over here, who is your recipe for? Who do you think is going to like it?
I think anyone would like it.
Oh, cool. I'll make sure that goes in there as well. Excellent. So Andy's just following the recipe here. Katie, yours, I have to say, is not looking particularly appetizing. What are you putting in next?
Well, I was thinking of putting some red colouring in just because that will make it look so much nicer.
Okay, so it's not looking particularly great, your life cake, at the moment. So you're just going to try and cover that up with some red colouring.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay. Fair enough. Over here, yeah, good mixing going on. Good, looking good.
We've run out of spoons, so I might have to get cinnamon in your sugar.
That's okay. There's already some coffee in there, I think. Oh, wait, hold on a second. You probably need this one. There you go. There's only one. I don't have more than one. Okay, and Katie, what are you adding in at the end now? Because we're really near to the end now.
Baking soda, because it needs to be fuller. You know, there's just not quite enough there.
Okay, so kind of a feeling of like it's not... have you cooked with baking soda before?
Not really. No. Yes, all the time.
Okay. So the feeling of your life cake's not quite, even after adding all of these things, all of these different ingredients, different flavours, you're still not sure it looks like it's going to be big enough, full enough?
Yes, yes.
Okay, interesting. Well, that looks fantabidozy. Over here, how are we doing, guys, with your kind of 30 seconds?
It's looking good. I can't imagine why anyone would not like this. It smells so good.
So you've got all the ingredients in there now?
Yeah, we've followed the recipe. It all seems to be down in there. And it looks like a good recipe, so...
Okay, great. So it's nicely well mixed. Fantastic. Well, guys, it's about ready. Katie, if you want to spoon that into the mug, and we're going to go into the cooking time in just a moment. It should hopefully be about 1.5 minutes each. So we'll see who's come up with the best one. So are you ready, guys? Okay, just spooning that in there. That's looking great. Can we just spoon it this way so everyone can see what you're spooning in there? Fantastic. Right. Okay. So into the microwaves then, guys. It should be plugged in. Okay, it's not plugged in. Thanks, studio assistants. There we go. Okay, so 1.5 minutes each. Get ready. And... go. Okay, meanwhile, while this is just cooking, I just want to ask Andy here. So why did you choose to follow the recipe?
I'm not a brilliant cook.
Okay.
And I just thought, if there's a recipe, why try and do it your own way if somebody's come up with a good way of doing it?
And you think this is a pretty good recipe?
Yeah, it looks good. I mean, they've got specific quantities down.
Katie doesn't have specific quantities.
No, it... looks a bit of a mess over there.
Okay, Katie, why do you not want to... Oh, there's flour on the stage. I'm really sorry, Pastor Clive. Why did you not want to follow the recipe?
It's just boring. Who wants to stick to the same old recipe? You can expand. Use your imagination.
Okay. So in Katie's recipe here, we've got all sorts. We've got ginger, peppermint, we've got almond, we've got strawberry sauce, we've got physalis, we've got chocolate coins, orange, we've got lime, we've got coffee, oil, eggs, flour, raisins, baking soda, and rum. Okay, how are we doing on the times there? Are they about to come out of the microwaves? What does it say on the front? Is that 5 seconds? I can't tell. 24 seconds. That's a really long minute and a half. Okay. No, it needs to probably be that full time. You know, it's really interesting, isn't it? How when we're following recipes, that, you know, it's not like if you had, say, a Nigella recipe. You don't think to yourself, like, ugh, this recipe, it tells me I've got to put flour in. That means I've got to find flour. And I've got to put eggs in. I've got to get ingredients. You never think that, do you? You just sink your teeth into the brown and you go, oh, Nigella, thank you. Because they're so good. You know, the end result is well worth following a good recipe, isn't it? So let's see. How's it looking in there, Andy? Is it risen? Yeah, that's looking pretty good. Okay, if you guys want to serve up. Katie's has, okay, that's looking good. If you want to plate that up, he might need that. Okay, and you guys ready to plate up as well? Fantastic, there's a little, just go for it. There's some spoons here if you need. One for you. Hey, look at that. So, Katie, what are you going to serve yours with? It looks like mincemeat.
It's great, isn't it?
Oh, what are you going to serve it with?
Oh, some chocolate flakes, just for that cherry on top.
Okay, just to kind of cover it over. Is that maybe to hide the fact that it looks like chilli?
Maybe.
Okay, interesting. And it smells even worse. Over here, Andy, what are you serving yours with?
Maybe a sprinkle of icing sugar, and it says some custard on the side as well. People like custard.
I think that would be for Pastor Clive. Who, as we all know, you know, I even put in like a little sprinkle. Never mind. So I think because Pastor Clive is going to be the judge. Then let me just grab some spoons here. Is there anyone else who'd like to try some of this? Okay, so if we come down here, Pastor Clive, would you like to come up with us? Let's have a couple of people who want to try some. Now, I'm only going to let you guys try Andy's because I'd be worried about your health. Okay, there you go. Fantastic. Pastor Clive, with, you know, an adult's constitution. But guys, if you can all just stay down on the stage for us. Yeah. Not yet, guys. Pastor Clive needs the first spoonful. If you guys just want to sit on the stage. Yes, you are. Yeah, you're going to try both. So let's have the judging music now. So Pastor Clive, first, would you like to rate this on its appearance and, you know, that kind of thing? Smell?
Right on appearance. Out of what?
out of 10?
Appearance side of things, I'd have to say it's quite a low 1 to 2 out of 10.
And on the smell?
The smell? I'd have to put it at a minus 1, I think, in terms of smell.
Yeah, we may need some bags after this. Okay, let's go for it. Let's have a little bit of a spoonful there. Make sure you get some of the chocolate in there. That's good. Okay, now if you could just face everyone so we can watch your appearance closely. Go. First thoughts. Texture? Is there texture?
The texture's quite muddy. Goodness me. anybody watch Bear Grylls? It's in that kind of category, okay? Whoa. It's got a zing to it, definitely. But it doesn't really... Oh, what is that?
Katie, I think, was going for lots of different flavours hitting you every different moment it was on your palate. Is that coming across?
There's flavour... And it's coming across. I'm not sure where it's going to go, though.
Okay, if we come over here, guys, if you can just sit down for a moment so we can all just see this. I have to say, this is plated exquisitely. So, Pastor Clive, would you like to take that one? Just first thoughts on presentation?
What do you reckon? Presentation, I'd have to give this a 9 out of 10.
It's looking pretty good, I have to say. And I know custard's your favourite, so give us a sniff. How's it smell?
Again, 9 out of 10.
Okay, good. And most importantly, the flavour. Again, we want to really carefully observe your reactions here.
Right, here we go.
Yeah.
Nice.
So would anyone else like to try a bit of... Perhaps, Andy, if you could take this one down here and everyone can have a taste. So, Pastor Clive.
Texture's great. Flavour's amazing. You can taste the apple. You can taste a bit of cinnamon. I would give this 9 3/4 out of 10.
9 3/4. Pretty good. Well done. So, if you... Pastor Clive, the children would like to try something. Pastor Clive, if you had to make a decision then between the two cakes, which one do you think overall would take the biscuit, so to speak? It's a toughie.
It's a difficult choice. If I was going to have to... It's that moment. I would have to choose...
Andy Donaghy, ladies and gentlemen, has won today's competition. And, of course, young Isaac there. Fantastic. Katie, commiserations. We know you tried hard. We know you tried hard. And I have to say, don't give up. Actually, no, to be fair, just give up. That, because that's horrible. I am actually really kind of in a really horrible way. Oh my goodness, that's pretty awful. Oh, I think I'm gonna need a hand walking home as well. Well, thanks guys. If you've had a taste, you can go and sit down. Andy, congratulations, Andy and Isaac. You guys win £1 million imaginary. Let's give them a round of applause.
That's so good. If anyone wants the recipe afterwards, come and see us.
Great. Have you got any final words, Isaac? Did you enjoy that?
No.
Okay, man, a few words. Great. If you guys all want to sit down once you've had a little piece, it's being demolished there. So over here, we've had Andy and Isaac following the recipe to the letter. Meanwhile, Katie doing her own thing. And as we've seen, Andy's recipe, obviously, the recipe Andy followed, turned out to be much better. And as I said, it's funny, isn't it, that it's kind of like this... with God. That God, like, gives us a recipe almost for life, doesn't he? Say, you know, kind of we think, oh, I should do this, do that, and do the other. And that's the recipe for life to the full, following what God says. And lots of people, in the first instance, and I would include myself in this a few years ago, we kind of fall down that first hurdle and we think, I don't want to follow no stupid recipe. I don't want to live my life by what you say. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to put all of these things. I want to be different. I'm going to put... Lots of chocolate coins in. I'm going to put lots of hearts in. I'm going to put my cherry in. I'm going to put in strawberry sauce, ginger, all these different flavors. I want it to be interesting. I want it to be different. I'm going to put in all. I'm going to put some a bit of booze in, maybe just spice it up a little bit. This is what makes my recipe, my life cake, full-bodied and tastes fantastic. Meanwhile, Andy over here is just kind of cool, calm, and collected, just getting on with things. It's kind of like that when we think, like, If I do what God says, I'm just going to have to follow all these rules and regulations and things. But in the first instance, it's kind of like that example of like, actually, well, if what you wanted was a really great tasting life cake, follow the recipe. If the best pastry chef in the world gave you a recipe for the most exquisite cupcakes you've ever eaten, so like Katie McGowan gives you the recipe for cupcakes, her secret recipe, guaranteed to be the most incredible cupcakes you've ever eaten, would you be like, I don't know, I'm just gonna ignore this, I'm gonna just do my own thing. I think putting some chilies in there could be really good, maybe some gravy granules, you know. Just stick to the recipe, man. The product is so worthwhile following the list. But even when we do this, we're trying to add all these different things. And we think, surely this will be the recipe that creates a full flavour. All of this going on, and the romance, and the money, and all this kind of stuff. I know it's a little bit cliche that, oh, of course, money doesn't buy happiness, all that kind of thing. And yet, how many of us, a lot of the time, we live like this? Meanwhile, over here, when we're following the recipe, it's adding just the right amount at just the right time. So there's still, in this recipe, there's still full body flavour. There's interesting just tastes of this, of the apple, of the vanilla, of the cinnamon, of the toffee. All these different things working together. There's still, like, if we're following God's plan, there's still going to be the romance at the right time. There's still going to be all of the excitement and the being different. There's still going to be even, you know, maybe there's going to be prosperity. Or maybe it doesn't even matter because we're happy with much and we're happy with little. You know, that when we're following God's recipe, all the things still are, they're still in there, but they work. And, you know, I don't want to judge anybody who's maybe in their recipe for life. They've maybe, you know, tried putting a bit of booze in there, or they've tried, you know, looking to some chocolate coins or anything like that. I can't judge anybody because, really, it's just trying to satisfy a God-given desire anyway. You know, to quote one of my favourite philosophers, Paul Guttridge, he says that a lot of us, we have this kind of very horizontal, moralistic view on life, that over here is bad and over here is good. And everything is kind of somewhere along this line. And God's looking down on this line and saying, well, if you people over here, you know, if we try and be really good, maybe we try and live a Christian life, we try and be good, then we'll be acceptable. Where over here, you know, all the bad stuff happens, you're not acceptable. But that's not really how it is at all. It's more of like a vertical line. And at the top is God and his full life. And at the bottom is us. And we maybe try with, maybe it's with the rum there. We try adding lots of rum because we're trying to hit this God target of a confidence, a self-confidence, of a happiness, a, you know, just like a joy and like a, yeah, I'm feeling good about life. We try and hit that, but we just miss it because we're using the wrong thing to get there. Or maybe we try adding romance into the recipe. And it's the same. It's a God-given thing of companionship. That's something God wants and he's put inside us. But we try and hit it, but with our own efforts, with a string of boyfriends or girlfriends or something like that, you know, with wrong relationships. All of these different things, like even money, this sense of security. We're trying to hit a sense of security is a God-given thing. It's a God-given desire. That's a good thing. But we try and hit it just a little bit low. So I couldn't judge anybody for doing this kind of stuff. Because it's like, I understand it. I did it myself for many, many years. And if we're probably honest, we probably all do it to some extent anyway, all the time. But God is the target. God is the top one. God's the only one who can fulfill all of that sense of life to all its fullness. In its fullness. And the thing about trying to kind of hit these this vertical view of how life works rather than the horizontal is that we need to follow the recipe. If we're going to hit that top thing, we need to follow God's recipe. So what is God's recipe? Now, we might think it might say something like, go to church, be nice to people, give away all of your money and all that kind of stuff. But really, that's just a bit more of a sanctimonious way of just doing it yourself anyway. It's just still trying to hit God's given desire of being holy, of being pure and right, but trying to do it in our own strength. So religion isn't the recipe. It's not going to work. Actually, can we have the band up at this point? And if I can have my helpers to unplug the microwaves and just take away our mess. Actually, I just want to try a bit of this. You know what, that's actually really quite good. A bit dry, needs a bit of milk. But that was a mistake, wasn't it? Thanks, guys. God's recipe, if you could maybe bear with me in the analogy here, it might sort of say something like this. Ingredients. Take 72 kilograms of Colin, or like 20 kilos of Katie, or whatever it might be, you know. Take 72 kilos of Colin. Take one perfect saviour. And take a pre-greased cross-shaped baking tin. And you have to follow me on this analogy. Method. Take your bag of Colin and smash it up. Squeeze it out. Take everything that's on the inside and squeeze it all out. And what you'll end up with is kind of like a, like almost like molasses. It's like a thick black gooiness of stuff that's not really very good and it's not particularly tasty. Place that saviour in your cross-shaped baking pan and pour out all of that gunk, all of that black molasses-like stuff that's really horrible. Pour it in and put aside your Colin-shaped now empty bag to the side. Meanwhile, in your preheated oven to 10,000 degrees, put in your cross-shaped baking tin and cook it for 3 days at 10,000 degrees. until it's completely and utterly burnt up. It's ash. It's just there's nothing left of it. At that point, you can take it out and you just empty it all out. Get rid of it. Give it a bit of a wipe. Give it a clean so there's nothing left in there. And then in a very Blue Peter-style moment, the father says, here's one I made earlier. Don't worry, you've completely wrecked yours, but here's one I made earlier. And he gets out and he just touches, and he's God, so he can do miracles. And he just fills this thing with the most exquisite, most beautiful, light, fluffy, full-flavoured life cake you've ever seen. You leave it to cool for a little bit, and then you put it back, filling up your Colin-shaped bag or your whoever you may be shaped bag. And suddenly, it's no longer full of that horrible-tasting black molasses-like stuff, but it's full of this beautiful, light, wondrous, full-flavoured life. And I know it's a bit of a silly analogy, but that's exactly what Jesus did on the cross. He said, everything that you've got, even if you're absolutely at your best, is so nowhere near good enough, unfortunately, that you're just going to have to give up. You're just going to have to let me swap. If there was one thing on that recipe, obviously it's not a recipe. It's just like a kind of, if you want fullness of life, this is what you need to do. The one thing would be give up and let me do it. On the cross, Jesus took everything that was bad, that was negative, that was sin, that was against God, that was us trying like to hit that God-given desire, that God target missing by a mile. And he said, just give up. Because once you give up and you stop trying in your own strength, then I can take hold of you and I can just bring you up here myself. So that's what Jesus did on the cross. When he died, he destroyed sin, all that bad stuff in us. And then today, what we celebrate, Easter Day, is Jesus coming back to life and bringing with him the fullness of the life of God to come and replace the bad stuff. If that hadn't happened, we maybe would have had the bad stuff wiped out, but then we'd just start filling ourselves up again. But instead, in him coming back to life, he said, now I can fill you with my new life. But there's one thing we need to know. If we want that recipe for the fullness of life, and by the way, in that life, you know, like the taste of Andy's cake and all the apple and the cinnamon, all these tastes and things, in God's life, the flavors, if you like, are health, are healing, are prosperity, our eternal life, our sense of freedom and everlasting joy. I'm not saying it's smooth sailing, but I'm saying in everything, you're with the Father. You're with the one who sees it coming anyway. You know, if anyone's ever been in love, you know how like just you feel like you're walking on air? Everything is beautiful. Even like Katie's cake would have tasted beautiful. Like, you know, when if you just that feeling of being in love, it's just like even the worst bits seem great. And this life giver is the one who is love. It's been in a loving relationship with a father. You know, if we go through all of those things, we said, what makes life worth living? Then we'd have, you know, being loved, having someone to love, purpose, health, happiness, prosperity, fame. I mean, who cares about fame when the God of the universe is the one who cares about you? Who cares what anyone else thinks? Being successful, I mean, I don't think you can get much more success than knowing the Father. Religion, who needs religion when you've got one who makes you holy? So when I Googled what makes life worth living, mostly it was psychologists who said, okay, you fall into one of three categories. The first is you kind of agree with like Friedrich Nietzsche that there is no meaning. Why did you even bother getting up this morning? There's no meaning, there's no purpose, just give up now. Which is how I felt when I was a teenager, kind of fell into that category. I was like, what's even the point? If I'm just going to be dead one day and in the earth and I'm not even going to remember thinking about this, what's the point? Or maybe you fall into the second category, which is religion is your purpose for life. And again, that's just another way of doing the same, of trying to make it myself. Or the third category is work, was what it said, most places I found. Work. So if you've got purpose, then that can kind of give you a sense of fulfillment. But if all you're doing is working for like to build up your riches and your wealth, and then one day when you die it's all gone anyway, then what was it all for? So I'd like to add a fourth category in. What makes life worth living? Jesus Christ, who says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am life. He says, I came to give life in all its fullness. You could be like the Apostle Paul, who says, I've been crucified with Christ. All my sin was put on the cross with him. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And this life I now live, that was different to the one before, I live in the Son of God. I live in Jesus, in everything that he is. And if Jesus is life, I now live in the very essence of the fullness of life. So the one thing, if you want that, and that was a decision I made. I was like, I want that. About 9 years ago, if you want that, there's one thing you have to know. If you've got over here your recipe that we make up and we just add things as we go, trying to make it work. And over here, we've got God's plan, God's recipe. You can't mix and match. It has to be a straight swap. All of your failure, all of your sin, all of the death, sickness, pain, suffering, all of that kind of stuff for God's perfect recipe. Life, health, prosperity, all of those kind of things. Salvation, knowing him, most importantly, knowing him. And you know, even if in your recipe over here, there were things you liked, maybe you love chocolate buttons and you fill it with chocolate buttons. Do you know what? God, who's a God of love, who goes, yeah, I want to fill your recipe with chocolate buttons. I know what you like. I know what your life needs to be full. So I'd like to invite all of us to stand up right now. Do you guys want to stand up with us? And just so we don't get distracted, if we all close our eyes. So you might be sat there thinking like, man, I want this life. I want this Jesus. You might have questions about, I don't know, what exactly that might mean in its entirety. But all you know is like, I just know I want that life. I want life in all its fullness. I want to give up and stop trying. I want to take his recipe. And you know that you're prepared to swap all of yourself, every bit, for every bit of him, all of your death for all of his life, all of your sickness for all of his health, all of your bad for all of his good. If you know that you want to do that, then I want to invite you to pray with me right now. This is a really easy thing. We're just going to talk to the Father. And if you've done this before, then maybe you just be praying for the people around you. But if you want to pray that, you want to talk to the Father and say, I want to swap that, then just pray something like this with me now. Father, I'm sorry that I've tried to hit fullness in my own strength. I've tried with all these different things, trying to add it to my life, to the recipe of my life, trying to live a life that's full, seeking after something, but never quite obtaining it. Father, I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry for all the times that in trying to do that, I've actually just sinned against you. I've done something that you've been really sad about. But, Father, right now, I want to swap my recipe. I want to swap my life for the life of your Son, Jesus. Jesus, right now, would you swap with me? Save me. Heal me. Set me free. Give me your life in exchange for mine. I want to live the rest of my life following your plan for me, your plan that is for my good, that is for my best, and is for me to know you. In your name, Jesus. Amen. And if you prayed that, then just while we've all still got our eyes closed, I'd love it if you just raise your hand so I just know, so we can have a chat with you after about maybe what that means, a bit more about that. If you want to put your hand up right now, it'd be great. Cool. Thank you, Jesus. Awesome. So if you prayed something like that, and somebody invited you here today or brought you, I just love at the end, if you just tell them, I prayed that. And then maybe you could come up to the front at the end and there'll be some of us here who can just chat to you about what that means and the best decision you've ever made in your life. That's now life to the full in you. Do you know what? It'd be great, guys, because in Jesus, there's so much joy. It'd be great just to thank him. Just maybe even if you just prayed that for the first time, let's just give him a clap. Just give him a thank you. Jesus, thank you for your fullness of life. Thank you, Jesus, what you're doing in us this morning. You're so good. He is so good, guys.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.